Optimal secondary prevention of embolic stroke of undetermined source, ESUS, is not established. The current standard in these patients is ASA, despite high prevalence of yet undetected paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. ESUS is caused by embolic disease and associated with high risk of recurrent ischemic strokes and clinically silent cerebral ischemic lesions. The Atticus randomized trial will investigate the impact of AF detected by ICM and the effects of early anticoagulation with apixaban compared to antiplatelet therapy with ASA on the incidence of NIL after ESUS. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Tobias Gessler, lead author for the apixaban for treatment of embolic stroke of undetermined source, Atticus randomized trial, the rationale and study design published in the International Journal of Stroke.
Okay, hello, my name is Professor Tobias Gessler. I'm interventional cardiologist at the German Heart Competence Center at the University Hospital in Tübingen, Germany. And I will lead this podcast together with Carmen Lave Jenkins on behalf of the trial investigators of the Atticus trial.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. So what is the purpose of the Atticus trial? What is it exactly testing?
Thank you, Carmen. Atticus will investigate the impact of early anticoagulation with a NOAC, apixaban, compared to the current standard therapy, which is aspirin in patients with embolic stroke of unknown source.
So what, before we go on, what is an embolic stroke of unknown source? Can you explain it?
Sure. ESUS is a subfraction of ischemic stroke comprising all embolic strokes of unknown source. This stroke type accounts for up to 20% of all ischemic strokes. The underlying premise is that these strokes of so-called unknown cause are actually due to thromboembolic events from more minor risk or covered cardiac sources and thus could potentially be prevented by anticoagulation. Recently, a diagnostic workup with clear definitions has been postulated by the ESUS working group to clearly differentiate ESUS from other stroke entities like, for example, lacunar stroke and obvious cardioembolic strokes, and to further confine this stroke type with regard to the older classification of cryptogenic stroke according to the TOAST criteria.
So how is the trial being designed?
The trial has been designed open-label, parallel-arm, blinded, according to the outcome assessment, following a probe design. 15 to 20 national German centers will participate. Patients will be considered for admission to the trial if they had a non-major embolic stroke of unknown source within prior 7 days, defined according to the criteria of the ESUS working group. In addition, at least one of the following non-major but suggestive risk factors for cardiac embolism must be present. This includes left atrium size of more than 45 millimeters in peristernal axis, spontaneous echocontrast in left atrial appendage, atrial high rate episodes in 24-hour ECG monitoring, a flow velocity in left atrial appendage of 0.2 meters per second or lower, a persistent foramen ovale, and or a chest VAS score of 4 or higher. Insertion of an intracardiac monitor must be scheduled prior to study inclusion. The planned study population will comprise 400 to 600 patients, with an interim analysis planned at 200 patients by the DSMB to determine the final study population size. Apixaban will be administered at a dose of 5 mg twice daily, with dose adjustment to 2.5 mg twice daily in patients with a creatinine clearance of 15 to 29 milliliters per minute or with at least two of following three factors, which include age of 80 years or more, or a body weight of 60 kilograms or less, or a serum creatinine of 1.5 milligrams per deciliter or more. Aspirin will be administered in a daily dose of 100 milligram. Atticus will follow a dynamic treatment protocol, implementing changeover from the aspirin arm to the apixaban arm in case of detection of atrial fibrillation episodes of 2 minutes or more revealed by intracardiac monitoring during study course.
So why is it important to identify optimal secondary prevention in ESUS for the average clinician?
That's a good question. ESUS is associated with a high recurrent ischemic risk of 8 to 10% after 1 year. The current standard therapy is antiplatelet therapy. We think that by identifying additional risk factors suggested for cardioembolism, that up to 30% of ESUS patients have actually atrial fibrillation, which is not obvious by conventional ECG, but can only be detected by continuous monitoring using implantable loop recorders. Thus, a relevant number of these stroke patients would have a clear indication for secondary prevention using oral anticoagulation according to present guidelines, but would be undertreated without means of intensified rhythm monitoring. Additionally, it is unknown whether ESUS patients benefit from anticoagulation initiated in the first days after embolic stroke. Atticus will address these important issues.
Is secondary prevention ESUS very prevalent in the population? Is it common?
It is common, but as said, I think that currently a majority of patients are undertreated due to the embolic source of ischemic stroke in this setting.
So in the study outcomes in the paper, you've identified the suspected primary and secondary outcomes. Can you just outline these for us?
Sure. The primary endpoint in Atticus will be the occurrence of at least one new ischemic lesion detected by flare diffusion weight imaging MRI. Although this is not a hard clinical endpoint, there is accumulating data that this endpoint is associated with recurrent clinically apparent ischemic strokes and cognitive decline. The MRI data will be adjudicated and analyzed by an imaging core lab for the study purpose. Secondary endpoints will comprise the combination of recurrent ischemic strokes, hemorrhagic strokes, systemic embolism, the combination of major adverse cardiovascular events, including recurrent stroke, myocardial infarction, and cardiovascular death, the combination of ISTH major and clinical relevant non-major bleedings, the change of cognitive function as assessed by the Montreal Cognitive Assessment test at 12 months compared with baseline, and quality of life assessed by the EQ-5D and stroke impact scale, both being validated in stroke.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Tobias Geisler from the Atticus trial and Kamalev Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.